This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans have a new hotline for help getting services during the statewide stay-at-home order. The state is partnering with Mile High United Way on the project. People can call 211 with public health questions or to get help with food and unemployment assistance. The service is also online at 211colorado.org. Officials are asking people not to call 911 with COVID-19 questions unless it is a medical emergency. Enforcement of the governor's stay-at-home order has been minimal. Police are focusing on educating people on what's not allowed. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
You can take a walk in your neighborhood, but you can't shake your neighbor's hand. Cross-country skiing, that's allowed. Downhill skiing, no. The responsibility of policing these profound shifts in the way we live falls on local law enforcement. And at least so far, Coloradans are taking the state and local orders seriously. Police departments and sheriff's offices report only minor violations, and officers are focusing on explaining the new rules rather than arrests and citations. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
One option for getting outside is Jefferson County Open Space. Trails there are some of the most visited on the Front Range, but people should not go there if they're sick. Marianne Bonnell is a park ranger.
Think about, how am I feeling today? If you're sick, don't come. It's just too much of a risk, and you're risking other people who are trying to get out and have some sanity.
Jefferson County posted new signs at trailheads yesterday encouraging hikers to hike in groups of no more than four. Trails managed by the U.S. Forest Service and Colorado Parks and Wildlife may be closed. This is CPR News.